what we're doing is we're checking out movement. We've been here for part of the first day, took in a few of the acts, took some video, got some audio. I'm going to give you a little preview of some things. I'm here with my man, Jason Urban, who's been doing a lot of our movement coverage for the blog. And man, how are you liking the show so far?
Really good. It's got a lot of energy. The weather's pulling up really well. We had some rain in the morning, but it's actually keeping it pretty cool out there, and the people are seeming to be really liking the show so far.
That's awesome, awesome. So a few of the acts we saw, one of the ones I got a kick out with was Mark Farina. Was just, that was really cool.
It was a great beginning to the day. It was, you know, it's kind of, he did like a jazz set, so it was kind of keeping, it's not super hyped up for like, you know, a nighttime. There's not a lot of lights going on there, but it was just a really cool, just really good vibe to get you moving and get ready for the rest of the day.
Absolutely, and Drew was another one we saw down on the underground stage that was, I mean, that was something crazy.
It was very cool, and what I found interesting too, it's like, you go down there and it's immediately night, so they got the lights going on there. It's a little bit more of a party atmosphere, and they had some really good stuff playing. It was like, it was very different. It was interesting. It was like a lot of good moves.
Yeah, yeah, and then the last one on our list of people we sort of highlighted, I mean, there's lots of good stuff happening out there, but on the list of things we highlighted was a surprise one, because we were just going back to the media section, checking things out, and all of a sudden, this cat, Glenn Wilson.
Yes. I personally am in love with his set, basically because of the samples. He was actually playing like top 40 songs, and you know, from the 70s, 80s, 90s, playing a lot of it, not just little clips and stuff, which to me is a lot more interesting, changing the beats up in the bass. And it's really familiar, so it can kind of get the crowd really into it if they're not used to electronic music.
Absolutely. I love it when they put in those funk drops.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm a little bit of like a funk connoisseur. I'm not into smelling, but into like the beats.
Yes,
and I really enjoyed it, you know, and the things are just recognizable, hitting it the right place. Reminds me of last year of Fatboy Slim.
Yes.
And dropping some of those older things.
Oh, yeah.
They did like the Stop in the Name of Love. That was an amazing
part. Yeah, that was an amazing set. It was an amazing set last year. So hopefully more of that is going to continue the rest of the weekend.
And then we cooled off in the Technology Lounge, which
yes.
is pretty interesting. There's some pretty cool gear down there.
Very amazing stuff. If only you had the money to outfit. It's great stuff to, and it's great it's out there. You can test it out, check it out, see what you're into. They got the people there demoing it, people telling you what it's all about, so feel free to ask those questions there.
Yeah, yeah, there's two things that were really interesting. A keyboard that we're gonna have a full demo of on the website, and then also what I thought was interesting is a Moog iPad app,
yeah.
which was pretty sweet. So we don't have the footage yet, but we're gonna go down there and make sure we get it.